Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. The segment called Sister Pucci Needs to Testify, brought to you by I Am the Minister, Angela McCarty, a Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci. And today we're just going to praise and worship and kind of put a couple of things in perspective. Before I start, I want to let everybody know that the ministry does have a new website. It's now www.journeyhomeministries.org. Okay, now enough of that, because what's really getting to me and what I really want to talk about today is worrying. And, you know, we all do it. And we all do it a lot, or we do it a little, or sometimes we don't do it at all, but we all have a tendency to go back and worry about the very things that God has said that he's going to take care of for us. And I'm a living witness to this. I'm testifying that I have been worried out of my mind for the last couple of weeks, and I just didn't know what was going on, except I forgot the word. And so I'm here to share the word with you today. Help me get through, hopefully help someone else out there get through whatever you're going through when it comes to worry. Now, if we go to Luke, the 12th chapter, started at the 22nd verse, it says this: Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and your body is more than clothes. Consider the ravens, they do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If this is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you? You of little faith. That's what Jesus said. And he also said, and do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs around after such things. And your Father knows that you need them. But you seek his kingdom, and all these things will be added to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give it to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out, or treasures in heaven that will not fail, that no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, therefore your heart will be also. That's coming from Luke 12, chapter 22nd, all the way down to the 34th verse. And that is what I need to get in my spirit, is that God and our Lord and Savior says, don't worry. The world says worry about everything, but the word says don't worry. And that's where I want to find myself, is in the word. And remembering those things that Jesus instructed us to do in order for us to enjoy life here on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, everyone, a couple of things about the church announcements. So go through those real quick, and then we're going to kick off the show. Thank you all for everybody who joined me yesterday, because God just didn't want it to happen yesterday, and it didn't happen. All right, so coming up August the 10th is Minister Kimberly Horvath coming back with the powerful word of God. I cannot wait to see how God has been speaking to her. August the 8th, we're going to have a little listening party and fundraiser for the new Journey Home Ministries collection of poems by Moving Mentality and Sister Pucci. On the 17th of August, we're going to have DJ Frankie Byers coming back, spinning his House of Inspiration sound for you. And please join him for his ministry. On the 24th, I will be back on the radio bringing you another word of God and some great house music with some DJ Frank Revive and some wonderful adult topics. And on the 31st, you take over the studio, and they will be having their Youth for Christ episode with DJ Shaheem and the youth hostess Shining Star. Okay, everybody, I need to get this all ready. We want to start this out with Praise by Rhonda Hayden, because whenever you get in a situation, the way to get out of it is to begin to praise. So here's Rhonda Hayden with Praise.
The stars and the moon. the creator of all things, the Alpha and Omega, reverence the key of all keys.
That was Rhonda Hayden with Praise. Okay, everybody, if you want to call in and you want to testify, you surely do that. The number is 347-838-9457. We got someone on the air right now. Let's see who it is. 661-748, you're on the air. Yes, hello.
Hello. Hi, Sister Poochie. This is Shining Star.
Hey, Shining Star. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm sitting here just telling myself and telling the listeners about not worrying. Just came from Luke, 12th chapter. Jesus told us not to worry about anything, and I find myself worrying, and I'm like, I got to shake this off. I got to shake it off. I got to do a show. Get it.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Well, I was calling in. I heard you were doing this show, and I wanted to hang with you for a little bit, if that's okay.
Yes, that's absolutely okay. Absolutely, because, no matter how old you are, you worry. So this
right.
word is for everybody. The word is not just for one. So we're going to keep on moving on, then, Shining Star. It's good you're hanging out with me as my co-hostess. And we're going to next go all the way to Africa, Ghana, to be exact. Excuse me, with Sonny Badu, with Covenant Keeping God, because he keeps his promises. Here we go.
Nobody like you.
Oh,
Alpha and Omega.
Alpha.
de uno. O pianti de uo. Nana prebro. Nana prebro. Loving and keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you.
And all the saints say amen, amen, amen to that. All right. All the way from Africa, telling them how much we love the Lord. Go right there, China Star. Jump on in there.
That was really soothing, you know, since this show is about, like, worrying, that really can, like, help you not have to worry. It was just a real soothing, kind of relaxing song. Did you get
yes,
that
song
from that?
Yeah, I got that song from that. And, you know, I'm going to take it a step farther. Because when you talk about a covenant-keeping God, a covenant is an agreement between God and us. And so the song was just saying, don't forget, he doesn't lie. And he's not going to fail you, and he's not going to not do what he said he was going to do, so why do we worry? So it was the music and the words that we have to take away from that. And we're going to keep on moving because I'm on fire now. I got it off my chest. You ready? Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now we have our first gospel blues band to ever grace the stage for the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. They're new to the family. This is Reverend Robert Sexton in the All Star Blues Review. And they actually have a new Facebook page. So just go on Facebook and look up Reverend R.E.D. Robert Sexton and the All Star Blues Review and like their page. But here we go.
I'm answer satisfies both my soul.
Hey, long time coming.
Christian blues band, and they're out there doing their thing. You can like them on Facebook. I think they're awesome. It was just like I was jamming.
Oh, wow.
You said you want something to say. Testify.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, since this show is about it has a topic of worrying and, you know, things like that, I thought I should say something. You know, I have to put my 2 cents in, Super Poochie.
Yeah, that's okay. Sorry to stop.
But, yeah, you know, I find myself worrying over, you know, certain things, especially with college. I think as a college student, I should really elaborate more on that. You know, the worries that come with being a college student and the stresses that come with that. I find myself, you know, worrying over things like tests and final exams and, you know, just adapting to the whole, you know, college experience, because it's completely different from high school. You know, it's a complete 180, whole total different atmosphere. And also,
yes,
you know, I, you know, worry about, you know, my major. You know, what I found out was that a lot of, you know, college students have a hard time deciding what major they want to go into when they worry about, oh, God, you know, what do I go into? Do I want to do this for the rest of my life? And so I actually did some research from statenews.com, and they, you know, said according to Purdue University Center for Career Opportunities, they stated that more than 50% of students change their major at least once during their time in college. So all you college students out there, if you don't know what you want to do, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. You know, I'm currently a college student, and what I, the major that I've decided to stick with this for right now is communication. But
they can change.
Exactly.
That can change.
But yeah, it really can. And I think the pressure to choose a major is what's leading students to changing their majors. And what I mean by that is, you know, when students, you know, make that transition from high school into college, they're constantly told, okay, know what major you want to go into. Start taking classes now that are going to, you know, help you towards, you know, getting a degree in whatever major you decide to go into. And I think when they're constantly told that, and that's constantly, you know, drawn into their head, they're thinking, okay, I have to hurry up and choose a major. I have to choose something. And they're not really 100% sure this is what I want to do. And then come their junior and senior, they're like, wait a minute, I don't want to do this. And then it's like, wow, I just took a whole lot of classes, and it's like now I have to start all over again.
And that's part of life. You know, right now you're dealing with it on a college level, but as you get older, you're going to find out that you're going to constantly have something to worry about. And once you think you got this done, something else is going to come up. Okay, so you know, for both the youth that are listening and the adults that are listening, they know that, you know, life is ever changing, and it requires you to change, because anything that doesn't change doesn't grow. Is deformed.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to leave the word out now. You know, I got to preach. I leave the word in out and just leave the word in. And I'm giving you Luke 12, chapter 22nd through the 34th verse. I want you to read it, and I actually want you to do it on your next show. Remind the youth about that, okay?
All right. And I also have some other things to say. I just wanted to say that if you are worried about like what major you want to go into, or if you're just not sure, there are resources at these colleges and universities that are there to help you. They're called guidance counselors, and they can help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can help you figure out what your interests are. And you can go to them and sit down and just say, hey, you know, I'm a sophomore or I'm a junior.
Right.
I don't
know
what it is I want to do. Here are my interests. Can you help me figure out what careers can relate to this interest? You can be blunt
and exactly. And take it to God after that. Okay, I got to play the next song because I don't have as long a show as you do.
Okay.
Okay, but we're going to keep it rolling because I want to keep that energy going. This is How Can I Keep From Singing by Katherine Kendricks, because what the key to all of this worry and how to get over it is by praising the Lord. And that's what we're going to be doing for the rest of the show. We're going to praise the Lord. Here is How Can I Keep From Singing by Katherine Kendricks.
My life. Oh,
That's right, everybody. When you start thinking about the goodness of the Lord, you can't do nothing but sing. How Can I Keep From Singing by Catherine Kendricks? All right. Next up, it's the dance break. Now, the purpose of the dance break and you is the same purpose you got on your show, Shining Star. But the purpose of the dance break is to get up on your feet, and I want you to rejoice and praise the great I Am and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Also,
absolutely.
I want you to figure out, yeah, absolutely, yes. And also, you need to figure out what the DJ is trying to say because he's a minister of music. So let's see what he's trying to say in this next dance break. Here's DJ Frankie Vibe, our resident DJ, with the dance break for the week.
He's gonna bring his joy. He's gonna bring his joy. Frankie Vibe, and it's time to get your dance on with Sister Pucci. Bring forth that word, my sister.
Thank you.
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just can't stop praising the Lord. That's what DJ Frankie Fire just reminded us. Don't forget, everybody, the reading comes from Luke 12, chapter 22nd through the 34th verse, when it talks about not worrying. God does not, Christ does not want us to worry about anything. What will we eat? What will we drink? What clothes will we wear? Nothing. Just keep it all out of your mind and keep your mind on the word, and that's how you're going to get through this world, okay, as it is on heaven, as on earth as it is in heaven. All right, everybody, we're going to go to Cooley next year. That every day's a holiday. Holiday, holy day. Here's Cooley. Cooley, which is also Morgan mentality. All right.
Every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'll walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'll walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. Can't claim that piece of real estate. Then feast upon that dinner plate. Sip some wine and celebrate. The Nazarite ain't touching grace. Until that day, I pray I may be counted worthy to escape the judgment of our earthly ways. Nothing I can do or say can stop that day. No monkey, gorilla, no chimp, no ain't gon' stop my praise. They need to get up out my face. To the Lord, I dedicate my life. Why you think I grew out the way? My way of life is more than a phase. It's more than a temp phase. I'm locked down, cut to the next page. A mystery I revelate. When the dead rise from the grave and the living fly away, we all shall see a brighter day. Although the bridegroom is delayed, be not discouraged nor dismayed. For he who holds on to the faith, he is the same that shall be saved. So take your cross, I'll walk it straight. Do it now, no time to waste. Today's the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice in every way. Every day's a holiday. Holiness the only way to see the Lord again. I say rejoice in Yahweh always. Now say every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way. No time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'll walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'll walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate.
Every day is Father's Day, I do just what the Father say. Yeah. They on the ace of space, but they don't know what card to play. And I rep the one without power in his hand. Royal you flesh, every day is King Day. Yeah. Consider me a loyal subject. Holy Ghost, fire, worship, July 4th. And yeah, the kingdom suffers violence. The violence take it by force. Kingdom business doing new work. Labor Day, we on the clock. And every day is Thanksgiving. For giving me one more shot. Vaccine, gotta run this race. Is like a track team. Gone. Call that cross country. John triple 16. Well, God so loved the world, he made it his Valentine. Oops, Valentine. Out my mind, please excuse Jesus. Whatever you want, and no chain, but I need that piece of you. Cause I was separating with Adam, he ate that piece of fruit. Every day is Christmas, I'm trying to get in his presence. Okay. Judgment day coming, I'm trying to get into heaven. Cause
every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'll walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'll walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate.
right. That was Mugen Mentality, also known as Cooley E with Holiday. Everyone, I had a great, great time, and it's time for us to keep rolling out. So we're going to go on out of here like we always do with how great that are with society here, music. Peace, love, and everyone, do not worry about tomorrow.